I'm close to Lefka. Come on, Lefka, don't make those sounds. Do me a favor. Come on, yeah, I'm a nice guy. Come on. Get a bracha, screamed Menashe from the carriage. Okay, I'm going to get a bracha. Listen, Lefka, I got to get a bracha. I got to get out of here. I got to go to Copenhagen. I got to go back to sleep, okay? Okay, could you give me a bracha? Okay, please. Shmuel throws the money into the cup. Lefka looks at Shmuel, composes himself, and says, Be matzliach. Shmuel turns around, runs back into the carriage, jumps in. Did you get a bracha? I got everything. Give me my pillow. I'm going to sleep. So after a couple of days on the road, mainly Menashe saying Tillim, learning, looking over his figures, and Shmuel schluffing and puffing, he made up for all the time he missed. They finally arrive in Copenhagen. They come to this big building. Oh, Menashe, this is a big, beautiful building. Do we own this building? We don't own this building. This is the Bank of Denmark. This is the way they have the big meetings. The big bankers get together. Oh, that was nice of them to invite us here. We were not invited for a good reason. Then it wasn't nice for them to invite us here. I don't want to be invited ever again. Shmuel, come inside. They come inside. They find exactly where the big boardroom is. They come, knock on the door. Yes. Oh, you must be Mr. Weiss. And who is this? I am going to be the vice president of this court. Quiet, Shmuel, quiet. My name is Mr. Weiss. This is my associate. I thought you said I was the vice. Quiet. This is my associate, Mr. Scheichert. We're here to see the bankers from different bankers from England, France, Germany, Denmark. Yes. Gentlemen, wait outside. The bankers are meeting. You'll be called in within the hour. Within the hour? I want to be called in my... Quiet. So Menashe and Shmuel sit down to wait to see what would happen with their businesses. As they're waiting, Menashe explains to Shmuel, now listen to me, Shmuel. Listen to me very closely. This is a big, big meeting. There are very, very big bankers in there. People who are in business for years. They can run circles around us. This is what I want you to do the whole time. You understand? Yeah, what do you want me to do? Yeah, I'm the vice president. What do you want me to do? I want you to keep quiet. What? I know this is difficult for you, and I know you don't have a lot of practice doing it, but this is what I'm asking you to do. Don't answer any questions. Anything they say to you, you defer to me. You say Menashe will answer the question. You understand? Yeah, sure. Don't blow it. The business depends on this meeting. Don't worry. You could rely on me, Menashe. You know I'm going to be good. I'm going to get a big desk. You know, I didn't even tell you. I'm having cards printed up with my name on it. Yeah, that's wonderful. But if anybody asks you anything, the numbers, the figures, you say, Mr. Weiss has everything. Just say that. You understand? Mr. Weiss, repeat it. Yeah, Mr. Weiss has everything. Very good. Meanwhile, inside, the bankers were preparing for this meeting. And listen to how they prepared for this meeting. Sitting around the table, five of the biggest bankers in the world. Well, we have Mr. Weiss coming in. I understand that he is here. So, gentlemen, let me explain to you my plan. I, being the head of the Bank of Britain, this is the plan. If you remember, about 3 years ago, we made a substantial loan to this Mr. Weiss for his businesses. And his businesses are making money. However, we made up that at the end of 3 years, he would have to pay the entire sum at 9% interest. Do you remember that, gentlemen? Yes, sir, J.S., that was an excellent deal we made. Now, gentlemen, this is what I propose. Either he pays up the whole thing now at 9% and we walk out with a major profit, or if he cannot pay now, we foreclose on all his businesses. That's about 10 to 15 stores, retail, and also some lumber yards. That's worth millions of francs. And guess who becomes the sole owner of that? Us. And since the businesses are making money, we will be able to restructure. It will be our businesses, and we will make the money. Do you understand? And all the bankers are sitting around, that's a wonderful idea. This was a great deal we made. The main thing is, don't give in. He's going to ask for a low interest. Of course, we can give it. If we want to give it, we could give it, but why should we? Let the Jew lose his money. He doesn't deserve it anyways. We are going to get all his businesses. He'll be out of business, and we'll have all the money. Do you understand, gentlemen? Are we all in on this? Yes. I will be the spokesman. Meanwhile, outside, Menashe is waiting with Shmuel. Finally, the door opens. Mr. Weiss, you may enter now. Menashe walks in
With Shmuel.
Hey, Menashe, this is a big room. Do you think I could get a room like that as vice? Quiet down. I'm just wondering, you see that chair that big fat guy is sitting in? You think I can get such a chair? That's a beautiful chair. Look at the furniture in this room. Quiet. Mr. Weiss, welcome to the Bank of Copenhagen. I'm sure you know all of us. You remember us from years ago. We're happy that you came today. Who is the gentleman that you brought with you? My name is... Quiet. This is my associate, Mr. Scheichert. Mr. Scheichert, pleased to meet you. The pleasure is all mine. By the way, how much does such a chair that you're sitting in cost? That looks like a bit... Quiet. Quiet. I'm begging you, Shmuel. Quiet. Please, don't think anything bad of my associate here. He's amazed at the beautiful furniture you have. Oh, certainly the Bank of Copenhagen has the most beautiful furniture. Mr. Weiss, have a seat. Mr. Scheichert, please have a seat. Mr. Scheichert, that's the chairman's seat. Please, go to the seat that we give you. Oh, that was a plush. I'm telling you, Menashe, I gotta get a chair like this for my office. Quiet down, or you will not have an office. You won't have a place to put a chair. You won't have a place to put a cot. Okay, I'm quiet. So, Mr. Weiss, I'm sure you received our telegram. Yes, I did. Do you have any response? You know that we made up at the end of 3 years? You would have to pay off all your loans at a 9% balloon payment. What is he talking about, balloon, Menashe? I didn't bring no balloons. Is there a birthday party supposed to go on over here? Please, Shmuel, please keep quiet. Mr. Weiss, you have something to say? Yes, gentlemen, I understand that we made up 3 years ago that I would pay at a 9% interest rate at the end of 3 years. However, the economy has changed, as you all know, and the rates are much lower now. And frankly, as you could tell from the numbers that I sent you, my businesses are making money. I'm a very good risk. I would appreciate if you would extend this loan another 3 years, where I would be able to pay it out at a lower interest rate, and then you'll all be able to have your money together with some interest. Excuse me, Mr. Weiss. That was not the original arrangement. The arrangement was you pay us in full at the end of 3 years at a 9%. Yeah, I understand the original arrangement, but I'd like you to reconsider. No reconsidering, nothing. That's it. That's the arrangement. It has to stay. Gentlemen, please, just think about it. Meet again and see what you could do for me. All right, Mr. Weiss, I'll discuss it with my colleagues. Wait outside. We'll be calling you back in a few moments. Gentlemen, it seems that we have him exactly where we want him. He obviously cannot pay the balloon payment. His businesses are ours. Let's drink to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Look me now.
Ha 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 ha